The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. He doesn't care. He doesn't have to, because there's no one else like him. It's Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
And what an 8 or 9 week period this has been for the morning show here on 710, KNUS, the voice of the people, on the air everywhere. 74 the high, 66 on Thursday, and it drops down. Overall, Trump campaign attorneys Rudolph Giuliani, Sidney Powell say they have smoking guns to prove the president won. Lynn Wood spent the day with Sidney Powell. Lynn Wood is out saying, I've seen sworn affidavits. I've seen sworn video statements. He was with Newsmax television interviewer, this guy Howie Carr, that I've met. Rudy and Sidney have done a magnificent job. He makes the claim that Joe Biden will never be president. They talk about the voting systems. Powell has said she and her team are preparing to release evidence that will overturn election results in multiple states, claiming software stole millions of votes from Trump to Biden. And the beat goes on. We just listened to Joe Altman. A lot of anger. What is the truth? Before we go to Michael, if you're looking for a great selection of glasses, you got to see my friend Alan Stackstack Optical. A reading last night, Winter Park may not open till December the 1st. Ah, but that's where I got ski goggles. Have you ever skied with regular glasses or something? They always get fogged up and screwed up. And Alan made me a pair of prescription ski goggles, and they're beauty. Motorcycle glasses. You can ride today. Glasses from Stack Optical, readers, name it and claim it, everyday sunglasses. Perfect time for any time for repairs, new lenses. What they've done because of the COVID, if they done by appointment only, they lock the doors. You call them up at 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578, 321-1578, and set an appointment. I mean, nobody else is doing this. This is way smart. He's my guy. Stack Optical, they're easy to find. South Monaco and Evans, 2233 South Monaco Parkway. The doors are locked. You got 11 o'clock, knock on the door. You're this. Yeah, come on in, sit down. Everybody's COVIDed up. You and the significant other, and you get your eyewear. Fixed, new one, 6 days a week. He's the most remarkable guy. 303-321-1578. The website is stackoptical.com. Without further ado, Michael Massey returns. Hey, man, good morning. Welcome back to the radio show, and good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for having me back again. It's my pleasure.
I'm a fan. We were going to talk about that 1619 project, but we have the intensity of what's happening in the country with this election. I have not spoken to you about your thoughts about it, but I'd like to know what you think. I apologize for pulling you away from...
No, not at all.
What do you...
I view this election, and I cannot deny myself. So let me say first, as a prefix to what I will share, that I am not just a political activist and pundit. I'm not just a syndicated columnist or chairman of a think tank. I am a born-again Christian. I am an ordained minister. So everything I say comes from the perspective of my position in Christ, the Word of God, and an ordained minister first. And I say that to say this. I am nonplussed, if you will, about the election. I believe firmly that if God wants President Trump to have four more years, there is no force on earth or in the heavens that will prevent that from happening. If God has reached the end of his patience and President Trump does not get four more years, then I I would strongly suggest that people make sure of where they stand with Jesus Christ, because the end is near. And that is not to say it's today, tomorrow, or next week. God's timing is not our timing, but in the perspective of the imminent return of Christ, it is near. With that as an introduction, I firmly believe that, and I believe this from the outset, before the election started, I said that President Trump would win in a landslide, but I had one reservation, one concern that could affect that victory. And my concern was borne out in the fact that this election has not, there has been no attempt, and hear me when I say this, there has been no attempt no attempted voter fraud, and there has been no attempt to steal this election. There has, in fact, been voter fraud, and the election has been stolen to point until such time as President Trump is or is not declared the winner. There's no attempt. An attempt carries with it the idea of failure. I attempted to climb Mount Everest. I attempted to break the world land speed record. I attempted to, in my case, I attempted to work out a complex mathematical formula. But there was no attempt. There was fact. There was and is factual theft, fraud, and voter ballot fraud, ballot theft, and voter fraud. With that said, I find it also interesting that the people that should protect the president, Lindsey Graham and others, Marco Rubio and others, are betraying the president. And it was only a question of how long before this would happen. That's the nutshell. Let me stop and let you ask me.
Everybody's opinion counts. The problem what we have is evidence, proof. And as a reader, and I've been involved in a lot of really interesting on-air battles over time. A lot of people are standing in the wings saying, we got the truth. We got, as Lynn Wood called it, the smoking gun.
Mm-hmm.
And people claim to have seen all of this evidence. So you know and I know, Michael, that they got to walk in and show it. And so far, they failed in all the attempts. And I'm watched Rudolph Giuliani. I've talked to Sidney Powell. Lynn Wood, as I've said to many people, he's threatened to sue me. But I watched these guys, and they all say they got it. Sworn affidavits and video and... And in fact, one of the things that Lynn Wood said yesterday was he's 105% sure Joe Biden will never be sworn in. And they hang it all on some voting equipment. And moments ago, one of the leaders, local leaders in this, said, and I'm quoting him, there was many people. I thought he said thousands of people involved in this in a RICO. I call it a RICO. Other people have called it fraud. Sidney Powell's called it fraud. Donald Trump's called it fraud. And I called her. I said, maybe we can make it like organized crime, make it a RICO. We're on time now. We've passed 2 weeks and a day. We're 3 weeks and 6 days to the cut point. That time's coming. How can they, and all the stuff you looked at, have you seen something other than what somebody says, which is called hearsay, and bring it in to say, all right, Peter, here it is. Reverend, your thoughts.
What I will say in response is that a good thief never leaves evidence
thousands.
That they were there.
There's thousands of them. There's thousands of people involved in this.
So what they have learned from is their past mistakes. We know that the Patriot Act, which is, for the most part, where all of these things, what these elaborate schemes and abilities to steal and impact elections and so forth. The Patriot Act is all, that President Bush is responsible for, was always going to be susceptible to weaponization against the citizenry.
Homeland...
And Obama took that to a whole nother level.
But they did, too. Listen, Michael, when they did Homeland Security, that meant they could listen to any phone call, read any email, and they did
it. Exactly.
And they did it. I mean, it wasn't just the Obama people. The Bushies did it.
Without question. Without question, Bush did it. Without question, which is why I today have such contempt and disrespect for him because of his lies to the American people.
You have no idea my contempt of George Bush.
We should compare notes. Then.
I'm telling you, Bubba, it's like it's legion. But come back to this because I got jammed up lines. And we were going to talk about something. I like this man very much. He's Reverend Michael Massey. He's been with us before. Here's what I'm afraid of. That there's going to be a government in exile in this country that Donald Trump's not going to admit or never throw in the towel for talking about fights. And he becomes like the Lubin government or the Free French or the Romanovs or something. Our country right now, and you and I have discussed this, we are so divided over ideology, morality, culture, race, history. You were going to talk about 1619. We'll do it the next time. But all of these things, we're a nation. And we're now infected with such division. How does because I'm not one of those people that's going to say, I'm not healing with Joe Biden, just so everybody knows. I mean, what for whatever that's worth. I have no intention of healing a wound that they made. But if we don't exist as one nation, what did Mr. Lincoln say? A house divided against itself. I give you the last comments, and then we'll get back with you in a week.
My friend, it's not what Mr. Lincoln said. It's what the Word of God. It's what God said. And God's patience are not without end. I must speak to this from the biblical context, from the biblical perspective. The scripture says God's patience are not without end. We cannot continue to murder millions of children. We cannot continue to celebrate and applaud sexual deviancy and homosexuality. We cannot continue to witness the destruction of the family and the inculcation of the malleable minds of children in a public indoctrination center called schools. We cannot continue. America cannot continue to celebrate all that the Word of God abhors and expect there to be any type of peace and or civility. Ultimately, it will not last. It cannot last because this is wickedness. It is evil. And God simply does not nor cannot entertain it for any period of time. And we've had President Trump. People are praying for President Trump to win. My question is, what will you do if President Trump wins another 4 years? Will he be a government in exile? I don't know. But I know this. He is – if he – The chair on the deck of the Titanic. The chairs appear to be being arranged in such a way that, despite the evidence that is there, despite the algorithms, despite the ballots being found, despite all of the things that lead to fraud. It appears that they have determined in their minds that President Trump will not be reelected. And if God allows that, then I say Katie bar the door, because it's going to get really, really ugly.
I'll put you up on hold. Speak with Billy. We'll get you back. His last name is spelled M-A-S-S-I-E. People are calling and texting. First name is spelled M-Y-C-H-A-L. We have him on all the time. Reverend, take care. I'm going to put you on the hold. Talk to Billy. We'll be back in a couple of days. Happy Thanksgiving, if I don't get a chance to talk to you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Open lines, and we're jammed. 303-696-1971. The emails have been really interesting. Let's watch this. Groundbreaking advanced FUE treatment from Advanced Hair Restoration finally here in Denver. Here's a holiday gift to give to the mister and say, you know, honey, I'm telling you the truth. Dr. Tanya Pauls and Farah, and there's a team of women that run all of this, experienced team, the staff, the state-of-the-art technology, the best of the best. If you're going bald, especially young guys, you know, you can turn this around now. I'm an old guy. Hair's falling out. Advanced FUE treatment takes one day. It's pain-free. Your new hair starts growing right away. This is legit. It's here now. 100% guaranteed. Advanced Hair, always get and receive the highest standard of care, well beyond CDC guidelines. It's a phone call. Call 720-459-HAIR. You can call for your husband. Call for your boyfriend. Call for your son. Call for your dad. 720-459-HAIR. Call for yourself. You know the truth. One-day treatment, life-changing results. Your new hair is 100% guaranteed to grow. They're so cool, confidential, private. You sit and talk with them. 720-459-HAIR. Or visit advancedhair.com, advancedhair.com, advancedhair.com. All right, we go to Craig, who waited. You're on the radio show. Good morning. Craig.
Hello?
You're on the air, sir.
Thanks, Pete. Hey, I wanted to tell you I had a bizarre experience yesterday. I listened to your interview with Joe Altman, and then after that had concluded and you'd concluded your show, I went to Newsmax. And on Newsmax was a gentleman, Dr. Patrick Michael Byrne.
Yep, I read that.
And he's founder and former CEO of Overstock. Apparently, he's got another business interest in a high-tech data company. And he says he absolutely has the data that can prove that the Dominion voting machines and associated softwares had flipped the election for Biden. And he says he can prove it.
There we go.
Yeah. So, you know, but I mean, he seems like a credible guy, right?
Well, here's a lousy question. Do any of us seem like credible guys? No. I mean, why would you believe me? But the point of it is, we're down to this. I love your call. I read that too. Have you seen anything other than what somebody says that makes you believe that or makes you have knowledge of it?
I have not. And, you know, kind of like in a card game, I mean, you don't want to play your cards just yet. Like, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, you know, they're not doing it yet because they're not ready to play the cards.
Everybody's about to go all in.
Yeah, I think, and that's going to happen in the next couple of days. Well, one interesting point that he made was they don't need to come up with the electoral votes to get Donald Trump to 270 or over. They just got to come up with enough throwaway votes that Biden doesn't get.
Yeah, but it's like fixing a horse race to lose. Linwood, they're all claiming in the next couple of days. That's the statements.
Yeah.
The next couple of days. Today's Wednesday.
So it's got to be, but it's got to be soon. I mean, we're running out of time.
And we're on the clock. You know, I mean, I think about my life at my age, I'm on the clock. I'm on the clock. I'm not goofing on me, I'm on the clock.
Right.
And so we're coming up on time. And so far, every one of these court cases has been bounced, except for the Pennsylvania that stopped the vote, which I thought, wait a minute, you want votes. Why would you stop the vote?
Right.
But Linwood, I'm telling you, man, I got more junk in front of me. Linwood, I got the smoking gun. Sidney Powell, the smoking guns. Linwood, the smoking guns. Okay. Now,
where is it?
now you answer your own question. But I mean, and then when you get into stuff like you get into Art Bell world, you know, Art Bell land, and Well, because of the school education, then that proves that this is a hoax. This is a fix. And it came to me last night, because I love reading organized crime, that I don't know if this is a RICO. And Oatman alluded to thousands. That's a hell of a conspiracy.
Yeah. I don't know how you coordinate that, but then he said it's been planned not in months, but years, I think he said, didn't he?
I don't think they got the time. And one of the things that dawned on me is, will Donald Trump go into a, you know, like the Lubin Poles during the Second World War, or the Romanovs, or the Free French? You know, will we have even somebody horrible like the Vichy people? The Tories fled to Canada. If Donald Trump, and it's conceivable, if Donald Trump doesn't run up the white flag or concede, where do we go?
Yeah. Well, I think he takes the phrase from Arnold Schwarzenegger, "I'll be back."
Well, that's true. And that's one of the things that people believe, that he's going to. I know Chris Ruddy. I got a shirt-tail relationship with Chris Ruddy, who owns Newsmax. And I'm thinking about calling him. We haven't spoken to him for a couple of years. We became friends during the Vince Foster murder. And Chris proved, you know, that there's no way that Vince Foster whacked himself in Fort Morrissey Park. I know the guy. And he says that Donald Trump or somebody wants to buy Newsmax, and he didn't want to sell it. Maybe that's where they go. And maybe that becomes like a radio-free Europe, you know, that he's in Mar-a-Lago and he's coming back and he's the pretender. That could all be true. But right now, they have to show something.
Yeah.
And if it's a RICO, like all those books, and Giuliani ran the RICO. I mean, Blakely, who was at Notre Dame, invented RICO. He's the one who came up with the RICO Act. And if you read the literature, the Italians all believe, Sicilians all believe, they named it RICO because of them, maybe. But he used it to get the Godfathers. So Giuliani's he's no man's fool. And he says he's got it. All right.
We can only hope.
Yeah, but boy, oh boy. And in the meantime, you know, everybody's riled up, and I'm the worst guy in the world again, which is a role I relish, being the worst guy. But we'll see what happens. You're a good caller, man. I appreciate your time. You got a vehicle you're not using. Your car, your truck, your SUV, Step Denver. A tax deduction saves somebody's life. Since 1983, when I met Bob Cote, in and around, I watched what happened. It was all Step 13. And again, boy, you know that Cory Gardner, boy, that ad that he did on Hickenlooper and the homeless, damn, wasn't that good? Whoa, man, I thought, boy, that'll put you over the finish line. Since 83, Step Denver's been giving men the opportunity to overcome addiction, rebuild their lives through sobriety work and accountability. They don't take government money. Last year, folks from this show donated 154 vehicles. That's cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs. 227 guys come into the program, $9.2 million impact. Call Vincent this morning, 303-296-9020, 303-296-9020. They'll tow it for you if you can't do it. They'll come and get it. They'll fix it, clean them, paint them, tune them, and put them out in the market, and that's the number you get on your taxes. Not the old wreck number, but the improved number. That's the number. Win, 303-296-9020, stepdenver.org.
Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Wednesday morning, November 18th, Stephen Red Hot. We're back here tomorrow morning. Do it again. 710 KNUS. Thanks for all the wonderful messaging. 74 will be a high. No, my parents were married. 66 and 55 on Friday. I was thinking, as a reader, you know, what people say. Bruce Cutler was John Gotti's attorney. And what we know now is they're fixing juries left and right. But finally, when Bruce Cutler always said, you know, John Gotti's innocent. John Gotti died in prison of cancer. Lawyers can say stuff, and that's important. You know, if that stuff is here, then you think we'd have seen it so far? Don't know. According to recent surveys, 51% of U.S. adults believe the COVID-19 economy is worse than the Great Depression. They never read about the Great Depression, if that's what they think. Whether it's job loss or helping your adult children, anything else, stressful time. You need to be smart with your money, with the budget. We need to do what we can do to protect ourselves. If you're a homeowner who's not taking advantage of these historical low rates, and you don't know what happens, these rates could go up. Lock it in now. Today's the day you lock it in. Lock the low number in, please. If you're thinking about it, don't wait. This is the day, 303-695-7000. Easy number. The fact that I did it. 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. But if that number jumps up, you're going to lose out again. Don't wait, 303-695-7000, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182-334, regulated by the insurance guys. Okay, back to the phones we go. We go to Frank. You're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, Peter. Hey, listen, this guy sounds sincere, but I'm not buying it until you see some sort of proof. Hmm. His premise here that you would have to have essentially a company working in a conspiratorial manner with however many employees and everything else, I don't see how this is going to work. I don't see how you can buy this. And I know you're catching hell on all the text messages and things like that. And I think people have to just take a step back and take a deep breath. And, you know, you can't speak this into existence. You know, it's not. You had a guest on the other day, and he's exactly right. This is magical thinking taking place
well,
on people's part.
The part that is amazing to me is how widespread it becomes because of the education system. Then this is a fix. Look, as an organized crime reader and geek guy, and reading about it, when you read the five families, you read how it was Giuliani. Giuliani RICO'd organized crime. He broke organized crimes back in New York. He truly did. Giuliani did. He did it. We did a radio interview with Giuliani once, and we talked about it. And they when DeBlakely comes up with RICO, and if you read the books, you know, immediately Gambino and all these guys, the Bananas, they all said it's racist because they're calling it RICO. All right, but then they RICO'd them, and they broke their backs. And every one of them had a team of lawyers, and every one of their lawyers said they didn't do it. And so Lynn Wood, you know, he's a hell of a lawyer. And I remember me and Cap was on a television show. Cap was telling him to bring it. But they said, every one of them says they have the proof, the smoking gun. In my thinking, if they had it, would they not be showing it to you right now?
Correct.
I mean,
that's exactly right.
To blunt it.
What's prohibiting them from airing all of this right now?
Right now. And
what's prohibiting them from, and I know people are out there thinking, well, that there's some kind of a dangerous amorphous group of people that they have to protect themselves
Killers.
From, and that's what's keeping it from coming out. But I don't believe that.
Well, one of the things that Sidney Powell says is these people are afraid for their lives, and okay. You know, to ask Jeffrey Epstein, but I mean, right now, you'd be in D.C. You know, you have enough strong people that would bring this forward and put it in a Senate committee now. And don't forget CNN, forget the Denver Post or that goof Kyle Clark. That's not where it's going to lie. You know, or the idea now, if it doesn't go, it's crooked. Now you got crooked judges. You always got the out card. No, you have to have the truth.
Right. Right. There's always some excuse or reason why something can't be aired. And I simply don't buy that. You've got, as a matter of fact, the closer in time to the election with the president out there tweeting things about fraud and everything else, if you actually have proof, you've got the wind in your sails.
You bet.
It's all going away right now. All the wind is defecating, and if you don't do something, and if you have proof, if you don't do something now, by God, you're not going to be able to get traction in another couple of weeks.
And I don't want Donald Trump not to be president, but, you know, there is this truth doesn't have a side. You know, you got, you know,
true.
This guy's side, that guy. Truth doesn't have a side. You know, it's Aristotelian. It's like, you know, here's the truth, and that's why Lady Justice wears a blindfold. You know, she's got the scales and she's got a blindfold because she weighs and measures. And so I don't know. I don't want, but you're talking about a conspiracy so vast. That was the title of a book. That was the title of a book once. But so vast. And
Peter,
I don't know.
Where historically has there been any, let's just say hypothetically, that this person is entirely accurate and everything. When this would have to rise to the level of the best kept conspiracy secret ever.
We're going to go over Kennedy
again.
There'd be
no comparable. Yeah. There'd be no comparable level of conspiracy.
But it gets, you know, the Jack Kennedy murder. I always said that I'm so intrigued by that. Every time there's a new book, I read it. And I have my personal beliefs about what happened. But, you know, I go back. Dr. Franklin's great line, three can keep a secret if two of them are dead. And that's been a motto for another group of young men. And the point of it is, if this is thousands, if it's a conspiracy, people always talked about that. If so many people were in on this, you know, and it's one of the reasons, like dropping the atomic bomb, they kept that so locked down. The Manhattan Project, they went to Oak Ridge, and they went to, you know, they went to New Mexico, and that was locked down so tight. But eventually, they knew it was going to get out. But eventually, they gave up. I don't know. I mean, I'm sitting here, and I've been told now I'm wearing a black hat, which is a great line. I wish I'd come up with that on my own. You're usually a white hat guy. Now you're a black hat guy. But the truth angers up the blood.
It kills me that you're catching such grief, because how in the world, all you're advocating is to have the truth be out there. And I don't see how people without proof can be advocating that you're a bad guy.
Just so you know, here's a text that just came in. Your caller is a dumbass.
Well, you know.
I know. Goodbye. Thanks, dumbass. Hi, man.
I used to be a smart ass.
No,
I guess I've downgraded.
You're great. Now you're down. You're just a dumbass. All right, Twin Aspen Dental is open. Specialty work. This is raw. This is raw emotions, boy. You need some specialty work to make your smile beautiful. You need a family dental clinic for your checkups and your cleanings. Dr. Brian Richter is your go-to guy. My sons, my daughters, and mine. He's the family unit. He's our dentist we trust. Pandemic or not, keeping patients, employees, and the community safe is always a top priority. Every patient, they treat everybody like you're infectious, which is very wise. Maintain top-notch infection control. Have the protocols. Keep everybody on the job. Keep everybody safe. And that doesn't matter. I mean, there's a pandemic. People still have problems. Brian Richter is there to answer those things. Twin Aspen Dental, full-service dental clinic. Takes care of the smallest cavities, total dental makeovers. Be confident in your smile. 303-841-7466. Call them. Right now, if you make the deal, you get free teeth whitening for the rest of your life. That's pretty slick. 303-841-7466 on the web at TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. 303-841-7466 online, TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. All right, we go to this. This is Gary. Hey, Gary, on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, Peter, keep up the good work.
Oh, no. When Gary likes the show, it's over.
Well, yeah, it is over. I'll throw this in the mix, and then I'll let you go to the next person. Today's London Times article, this might inform a lot of people. Rudolph Giuliani has asked the Trump campaign to pay him $20,000 per day for his work.
Yeah. There's an opinion piece this morning written by, of all people, the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, just taking this apart. And again, you know, the Wall Street Journal is hardly the New York Times or the Washington Post or USA Today. It's a reputable paper, and they're taking the Dominion model apart. Gary, I don't know what the truth is. I don't.
You're taking it apart, Peter, and you're doing a good job at it. When
Gary likes the show, I got to hang up. All right, man.
All right,
Bubba. You know, one of the thoughts that I had last night, and I'm trying to put this stuff together when I came up with the idea of a RICO, and what if this becomes government in exile? What if it becomes we don't give? I mean, the man had 71 million and change votes. I mean, that's huge. This country is so divided. I keep coming back to our morality, our culture, our race, our history. We're divided. Mr. Lincoln said a house divided. This is a great nation. And now we're torn apart. In this time, Americans seem to detest each other. And if our country did not exist as one nation, I mean, I don't know. We'll stick one in here. This is Chuck. Chuck, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Morning, Pete.
Hey, man.
I think the saving grace is that we do have about 72 million people out there. And if Biden does go forward, I think it probably wouldn't be hard to pick up another 10. You know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, there's going to be such hell unleashed, like, on this country. I was just looking at some of the things that Biden has planned. Like, they're tearing up the agreements, like, with Central America and Mexico, as far as keeping people out, like, coming forward, like, with those caravans and so forth. I mean, there's all kinds of things. And you got the Trump Accountability Project that they want to have, like, to punish those who supported them. I mean, don't realize, but I guess about half of them don't realize what they actually voted for.
But again, you know, the people who voted, damn them. It doesn't change anything.
I understand that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, I mean, there's that many of us out here. I kind of think that eventually, like, when things are revealed, like, about what he's doing, wants to do, that I think our side just increases in resistance, don't you think? It would have to.
Yeah. I mean, look, there are these probability studies and game theory and all the different things you can roll into. The bottom line is that radio talk show hosts and attorneys and others and callers and believers believe that this was stolen, and they're hinging it now on Rudolph Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Lynn Wood. All three of them very prominent names. Two of them I've spoken to, big deal. And they all say they have proof that the president won the 2020. And Lynn Wood said it. Powell said it. I'm reading statements. I'm up, you know, late at night, for me, late at night, 9 o'clock, reading this stuff. And Powell has said she and her team are prepared to release evidence, and I'm quoting, will overturn election results in multiple states, claiming millions of votes from Trump were stolen and given to Joe Biden. Lynn Wood saying not only is he 100%, he said last week, on Monday, actually, he said he was 100% confident Biden will never become president. When asked yesterday, he's now 105% sure. I'm 105% sure that this. Here's, I'll read you the quote. Just for the sake of trying to tell you where I am in terms of information I'm aware of, let's just say I'm 105% confident this week. Okay. I hope he's right.
Right. I mean, I do, too. I mean, because, like I said, I can't imagine going forward what it's going to be like.
Imagine but, it. You know, huh? A magazine that. You know, I mean, I'm reading last night about this guy that looks like he might be the FCC guy. Oh, he doesn't believe in free speech, and they're going to stick him in and give him the job that regulates what we do?
That's the first thing that goes is free speech and talk radio, especially.
Oh, anything
that's in resistance to what they're going to do.
There you are. Take the last comment. If you're going to bet $10,000, does Joe Biden get sworn in?
Yes.
Yeah, see?
But the only other thing I can say is, though, look at this Russian collusion thing. I mean, that
all lies. I agree. All lies.
Yeah. I mean, like in the Congress, they're swearing like under oath.
But Chuck,
there's nothing to it, but they're all on CNN.
I agree.
And all saying, like,
sure.
They have the
evidence. But one doesn't make two. And this isn't CNN. This is Lynn Wood. This is Sidney Powell. And this is Rudolph Giuliani. And everybody's.
I was going to say, the only thing I can say is, if it's there, you'll see it when you see it.
Well, that's not, I mean, you're right about that, but if they had it, again, my belief, you'd be out there right now slamming it in front of the Fox News people and say, here, and the president would be, as I always said that, I remember, you know, I mean, Lyndon Johnson could not back his lies about the Gulf of Tonkin.
Right.
George Bush, I'm reading this book now about Bush. There's a great line to Bush and the Bush, but it said, George Bush thought the Gulf states were Alabama and Mississippi. Funny ass line. All right, man, I got a poll. Here it is. Isn't that a great line? George Bush thought Alabama and Mississippi. They were talking about the Gulf states, meaning, you know, obviously Middle East. He thought they were Alabama and Mississippi. If you're conflicted, you get panhandled. It happens. You know, the guys that are, you know, when you pull up at the red light, you want to help, but there's a better way. Make a donation to Step Denver. Schedule now for Colorado Gives Day at ColoradoGives.org/Denver. Peter. Colorado Gives Day at ColoradoGives.org/Step Denver. Every day, men walk through the doors a step. I've watched miracles happen in the 30 years I've been around, a little more than 30 years I've been around. Then it was Step 13 with Bob and now Step Denver. It's right by Coors Field. Make a commitment to sobriety, work, and accountability. Recover from addiction. Rebuild their lives. Honest to God, you guys. I mean, these idiots, Parvinsky and these fools, Hancock, the rest of these fill-in-the-blanks, the answer is at Step, and it's called sobriety. And to go to work. Colorado Gives Day, December the 8th. Step Denver is counting on people like you to invest in men who are investing in themselves. Because Step makes a real change, makes it happen. Every dollar you donate turns into $7 of impact. Vincent and the guys, Paul and the guys, don't wait for December the 8th. Schedule your tax deduction donation today. ColoradoGives.org/StepDenver.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. The Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everybody. Wake up, Maggie. 710 KNUS. Hopefully, tomorrow on the radio show, Jim Holt. And Jim is the publisher who published this is the headline, Denver business owner, Dominion's Eric Coomer, an unhinged psychopath. His internet profile was being deleted and erased. He's the guy that they claim was behind what happened in the voter systems fraud. Jim Holt, the publisher, looks like he's on the show tomorrow. Joe comes back, looks like Friday. There truly is an art to putting together the perfect kitchen or bathroom remodel. The best countertops, wholesale pricing. You need to contact Mitch Flory, Art of Granite. Mitch is my guy, longtime friend. I mentioned it all the time. He grew up in Romania under the Ceausescus. You know, I get something scared out of you. Hey, what was it like, Mitch? Expert craftsman turns granite, quartz, and marble, other materials into true works of art right in your home. You can talk to them on the phone. They'll visit you. They can do it as a virtual consultation. You name it, claim it. He is just a good man. He works, real hard worker, and he's what's called a craftsman. 303-386-5919, 303-386-5919. Visit the website artofgranite.com, artofgranite.com. Start dreaming about your new countertops. Mitch offers the granite from his own warehouse, wholesale prices, no markup. He does it right. Get it right. Mention 710KNUS. You get a bathroom countertop free with a purchase of a new kitchen countertops. Get a kitchen or bathroom sink free. Do it right. He is my friend. 303. This is, I mean, start planning on it now. And maybe when you get to the first of the year and you get through the holidays, then boom, do the job. Or maybe, hey, 303-386-5919. TheArtOfGranite.com. All right, here's where we stand. Tomorrow we pick it up again. You can read the editorial in the morning Wall Street Journal, and it's tough. They all say they got smoking guns, and they're going to prove it. They're going to walk Donald Trump back into the office. We've never been a more divided country, I think, until American Civil War, far worse than 67 and 68. 2.7 million Trump voters Trump votes nationwide. This is the claim. 221,000 Pennsylvania votes were switched from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. 941,000 Trump votes deleted. The Dominion voting system switched 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden. Going into the holiday season, gift-giving time, and Colorado Shaver, you got somebody in the family unit with a beard. Maybe you got one. Walk in. That's the beard care items at Colorado Shaver Center. It's two stores in one. One, of course, is the vacuum guys. The other was Colorado Shavers. Everybody's got beards. My son, everybody's walking around with a beard. Huge selection of everything for beards, oils and stuff. Soften your beard, easy brushing and combing. Beard washes, conditioners to help your beard stay clean and manageable without drying your skin. Walk in and see them, 3424 South Broadway, 6 days a week. You can look on the internet at ColoradoShaver.com. Electric shavers. If you're a seasoned beard veteran or just curious, a selection of pre-shaves and beard combs and brushes and colognes and creams and soaps and so much more. Mention the pick of the month for their No Shave November, 20% off all beard items. 6 days a week, you got somebody on the gift-giving list, your dad, your husband, your son, your brother, your brother-in-law. It's got a beard. Wearing a mug. Go in and see them. ColoradoShaver.com, ColoradoShaver.com, ColoradoShaver.com. What a wonderful item, 3424 South Broadway. Rough, tough another week, but you knew this job was dangerous when you took it. Stefan is this afternoon. Thanks for all the uplifting email. It makes me feel so good. And no, my parents were married, and I never did that with my mom. that's right. And doing what you tell me to do, just can't do it. Just, I just, you know, I like my mom a lot, but I just can't do it. But it's talk radio, folks. Take care of yourselves. See you tomorrow morning at 5. We'll do it one more time. Thanks, Billy Thorpe.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
One minute with Dr.